Welcome to Career Connected Learning Podcast for C2L PHL. Today's topic will be on demystifying work-based learning terminology. This podcast will define WBL, introduce and refine the language of work-based learning, and share the benefits of participation in work-based learning for youth, schools, and employers. We will cover an abundance of universal terms and phrases that one may encounter when involved in the realm of work-based learning. Our podcasts are designed to be quick information sessions to help providers work with their youth. The information shared in this podcast is based on conversations with subject matter experts. Today's expert is Danielle Liddick, who is with Pennsylvania State University, but most commonly known as Penn State. Danielle joins us with 20 plus years of experience in career development capacity, vast experience working with students and alumni to elevate their interests, values, and skills as they relate to their academic and professional goals, providing educational support and mentoring for students to present strategies for success, providing quality resources, services, and instruction, to also targeted outreach efforts and establish relationships with alumni and employers within specific industries to maximize opportunities and career outcomes. With a history of aiding in youth career exploration of career fields that are considered non-traditional by gender, such as male nurses and female engineers, her expertise in this field is extensive. Receiving a Bachelor's of Science in Psychology with a business focus before securing a Master's of Education with a concentration in workforce education and development, Danielle's current roles as career coach and instructor for professional development for the liberal arts is a well fit. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you.
So, work-based learning presents the opportunity to form a connection between classroom and career. The establishment of this connection can occur in a formal or informal aspect, but it entails participants learning and practicing while performing real-world jobs. Although the experience is hands-on, it may not require physical activity, but instead it reflects this complex melding of domains. Participants gain soft skills and transferable skills while engaged in work-based learning programs as it enhances their competency of the workforce. There are several types of work-based learning. Work-based learning opportunities such as apprenticeships, internships, and co-ops are proven to help students gain not only real-world experiences, but a sense of whether or not a particular career field is something that they want to pursue. So apprenticeships are hands-on trainings in the field or classroom instruction where participants can perform the responsibilities of the role. Internships is a short-term supervised position where the employer plans a set of structured reflection activities for the learner to help them analyze and digest the experience. While cooperative education or co-ops are a structured approach that combines classroom-based education with practical work experience. For more terms and types of work-based learning, please see the glossary tool attached to this podcast. The benefits of work-based learning are extensive, and they benefit students benefit, schools benefit, and employers also benefit. Students benefit from the career advancement, targeted support, hands-on training and experience, education and income, earn credits. They gain competitive advantage, increase retention and job satisfaction. Schools benefit from staff development, curricular expansion, enhanced connection with the community, increase the relevancy of classroom learning, and it promotes student, peer, and teacher communication. It gives them something else to have in common. For employers, it improves employee retention and morale. It strengthens employees' leadership skills. It derives value from student work, creates a pool of better prepared potential employees, and generates visibility in the community. So those connections with school to business partnerships. So that's just a bit about work-based learning and its benefits. Don't forget to review the glossary tool attached to this podcast for additional work-based learning terms and information. So, Danielle, I again want to thank you for being here. I am aware of your expertise in the field and know that you are the perfect person to shed light on work-based learning and the terminology used to guide these conversations. So I do want to know, how do you measure the success of work-based learning?
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Of
It's a
course.
pleasure. I believe success of a work-based learning experience is dependent on the individual experiencing it. If a person commits themselves to a 3-month-long internship or short-term internship, like you mentioned, which leads to a potential full-time job offer, that can be viewed as a success for that person experiencing the internship and for the employer, especially if the person is interested in accepting that offer. If a person shadows someone, job shadows someone in a position to learn about their occupation and decides that that career path is not for them, to me, that can also be considered a success because the information gained eliminates something that does not need to be explored further and inadvertently puts them in a path to discovering more about themselves and potentially a future career. So most likely an experience like this will allow them to learn something more about themselves and what they may enjoy and value. So I believe if work-based learning results in valuable information and insight gained, then it can be considered a success.
Yes, I totally agree. I feel like the success is aligned with the goals of the person. So,
Right.
yes.
Yes.
Also, what challenges have you overcome since the implementation of work-based learning, if any?
People, especially young people, but all people, often don't know what they don't know. One challenge when implementing a program would be to gain the interest of those who may be unfamiliar with the work or industry associated with the experience. After the experience, I often hear things like, that was really interesting, or I learned a lot, or I never knew that was an option, which is great, but also sad because it was always an option that, they were not familiar with. So if the awareness is not there, the interest typically would not be there either.
Yeah, it's important that participants fall back on the career development aspect of it all. The more prepared they are, you'll be able to prevent any barriers or any challenges from occurring again. What do you consider the most beneficial aspect of work-based learning?
Work-based learning allows students to see themselves in the real world, like you even mentioned earlier, to put their natural skills and abilities to work, literally, to develop new skills, to be able to learn from potential employers and professionals, and perhaps get a mentor or two. In my opinion, the most beneficial aspect of work-based learning is when a student gets that spark. When they get the spark of someone who has come to realize the possibility of their future self, I think that there are not too many more powerful things out there than fulfilling work. And that fulfilling work can be defined differently by every single person. One person may, somebody might see that as something that they're naturally good at or understand easily. Another person may see it as something that makes them feel good at the end of the day, that they improved a process or completed a difficult task or made someone stay better. And work-based learning is an opportunity to reach that spark.
Yes, I totally agree with that. The career exploration is such a beneficial component because students are often exposed to fields such as teachers and doctors, and they aren't really aware of what their other options are. So career exposure is definitely granted through work-based learning. Wrapping up, what advice would you like to give other educators or program leaders looking to implement similar initiatives?
Well, first and foremost, know your audience, right? Focus on the individual. As I mentioned before, everybody's outcomes and successes and motivations are definitely different. And allowing the person to understand their interests and skills and values is it can be very, very important. Explore potential partners and develop relationships. Relationship building is a huge thing, whether that's with industry professionals or education, like higher education or secondary education faculty and staff and leadership, as well as alumni of institutions. It's really, really great to use industry professionals, but when those professionals can also be folks who sat in the same seats that these young students currently sit in, it just gives another element and layer to that, to the impact on that. And finally, I'd say, of course, you always need to justify things and there's always room for improvement. So just keep track of what's happening, get feedback from everybody involved, and highlight and spotlight successes because you need to celebrate those wins, and also you never know who that might reach.
Yes, amazing. I hope you're listening out there. All right, Danielle, and everybody out there, thank you for listening to this podcast on demystifying work-based learning terminology. Be sure to check out any materials referenced during this conversation at c2lphlresourcelibrary.org under the podcast and webinars section. Check back soon for other podcasts on exciting topics related to career-connected learning. Thank you. All right. I don't know how to stop recording. Okay. I'll stop recording. Here
You can
we
just shave that off.